Sometimes in spiritual life we may have so many ways, so many desires, and so many ways about how to serve Krishna. How can we decide which is the way Krishna wants us to serve? Broadly speaking, there are two main things. There is guidance from outside and there is introspection from inside. So, in general, bhakti means swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manavah. Krishna says, worship him, worship Krishna with your work. So, we have to find out whatever is our nature and serve Krishna according to that nature. Nature means it doesn't necessarily have to be Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, that sort of nature. But just what are our talents, what are our qualities, what are our interests. We serve Krishna accordingly. So, in the early stages of our spiritual life, when we come, we just do whatever our senior devotees tell us to do. And that is good because that teaches us the basic principle of subordination, of obedience, and it gives us an exposure to bhakti in general. But over a period of time, we will ourselves find that we gravitate towards certain services. We like certain things. So, while we are doing what we are told to do, we should also be observing. What am I good at? So, just like suppose if there is a cricket team and a person first joins a cricket team, you know, the person just happy to be in the cricket team. You know, whether I am an opener, I am a middle order batsman or a bottom order batsman, I am just happy to be in the team. But if that person is to stay in the team, a person has to, over a period of time, get a clear role and make a and make a tangible contribution. Okay, are you going to be all-rounder? Are you going to be a finisher? You come in the final over, then just hit some shots. Are you going to be a fast bowler or whatever? And now, that is something which some people can give guidance. But then, that person also has to feel inspiration. Yes, I want to become a fast bowler. So, I want to become so and so. So now, this is something which nobody else can tell. Sometimes, we may be introduced by certain senior devotees and we may feel that, oh, I want to become like that devotee. But then, it is not necessary that the devotees who have introduced us, we are going to have the same talents that they have. We are going to have the same interests that we have. We are always grateful to them, but we cannot always become like them. So, over a period of time, we observe ourselves and see what are the services that we feel inspired to do, what are the talents that we have, and it takes time. So, that's why we in general should be open to services, but we can't expect to be able to decide. Some of us may have some special talents by which we might be able to decide very soon. But for many of us, it may take some time, and it may not be just one or two, just one talent alone. We may be doing two, three different services also. So, if we have 3-4 different options, we may decide, okay, I'll do this for 3-4 months, then I'll try this for 3-4 months. And if we are making any major decisions in our life, it is good to write, to keep a journal during that period. When you keep a journal, okay, how was I feeling when I was doing this? Did I feel satisfied? Did I feel too agitated, too restless? Sometimes when we go for a yatra, we take photos. Then we want to keep those memories. So, a journal is like a snapshot of our mind. Now, what were our feelings? So, if, for example, now I feel very inspired to distribute books. But is it because the devotees around me are distributing books, so that's why I want to distribute books? Or is it I am internally motivated by that? So, then, if I feel inspired about books distribution now, if I feel inspired after 1 month, if I feel inspired after 3 months also, and when I look back at what was the inspiration for me 3 months ago and what is my inspiration now, if it has only increased, I've got more reasons why I should be doing distribution, then that I can understand this is what I should be doing. But our thoughts may change. We may feel, okay, this is good, but then now I feel I can do some other things also. So one thing is that the mind, if we leave ourselves to the mind will make us feel every service is good except the service you are doing now. So the mind will that way make us want to not do any service. I say we can't just take a service and give it up. We should make some commitment and stick to a service even if we don't like it for a certain amount of time. I said a few months. So 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, whatever. An experience. it takes time, and also if we do our sadhana nicely, Krishna says, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Krishna also uses intelligence by which we can come to him. So we consult senior devotees, and they also observe certain things in us. They say, you know, you should do these things. Others can do other things. Or you can do this. So now, in general, in this sort of things, unless something is directly coming from a spiritual master, and even spiritual masters nowadays don't give direct instructions. They are also saying, you can do this, you can do that. But we can always have a discussion with our spiritual guides also. They will say, you can do this service. Or if you feel very inspired to do a particular service, you can also tell, I feel inspired to do this service. Because ultimately our spiritual guides, even if they have specific projects and they would like help in those projects, but ultimately they want us to be happily engaged in service, happily engaged in bhakti. And if we are in an incompatible situation, if we are in a service which we are not very good at, we don't feel comfortable doing it, we don't feel happy doing it, then all that will happen is they will have to keep pushing us again and again. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And then that becomes tiresome. Hey, if we want to become steady in bhakti, we have to discover a service which we can do lifelong without anyone pushing us. Of course, we will not be in that situation. There will be others who will be there to inspire us. There will always be reciprocation of inspiration. But eventually we have to come to a level of self-motivation in our bhakti. Devotee association is essential. It is a vital, indispensable inspiration. But devotee association cannot also help us without some self-motivation. So we have, that's why we can take guidance, but also do introspection and experience services, note down our experiences and eventually arrive at a decision. This takes time, but if we keep doing it patiently, we will eventually learn what is the service that we can best do. Does it answer your question?